Welcome to the Sunday morning podcast from Kingdom Faith Church in Crawley.
Good morning, everyone. It's a great honor to stand before you. I don't know what to say, but I thank God. Praise the Lord. Now, my name is Victor Muredi, and the name Muredi literally translates to a shepherd. Those who are from Kenya, you know that. There is no other interpretation or translation of the name Muredi. It literally means a shepherd. So I thank God for his goodness and for his mercy. Praise God. And yesterday I was having dinner with Pastor Robert from Switzerland, who's come to visit. And he's told me that everything was building up to this. Hallelujah. So when people were calling me, or when people call me Muredi, they are calling me a shepherd. So actually my name is Victor Shepherd. Victor Muredi is Victor Shepherd. Yeah, Victory Shepherd. Hallelujah. Amen. So I bless the Lord. It's so wonderful. Thank you very much for the wonderful time we've had. Thank you very much, Crawley congregation, for accepting us, for loving us. The past few weeks, you've just been so wonderful to us. Thank you so, so much. I see a few faces from Horsham. It's great to see you. And feel free to join us from next Sunday, anytime you're around Crawley. Hallelujah. Friends and family, good to see you. I've got special friends who've come from Europe. I've got people who've come from the Netherlands, from Belgium, from Switzerland. We normally do missionary work in Europe together. It's a great honor. Hallelujah. Now, I won't keep you for long because we need to finish on time. But early in the week, Pastor Clive asked if I could share some things, and there's so much that is in my heart right now. And I just want to mention something very, very short, and I will expand on it next week, God willing. Acts chapter 2, verse 42 to verse 47. Acts 2, 42 to 47. I'm going to read from the Truth Version, so I'm going to face the screen. Then they devoted themselves to being taught God's word by the apostles. By the way, those who don't know the Truth Version, it's a Bible translation done by our founding apostle, Colin Urquhart. It's available on Amazon. You can download it as a Kindle version and you can have it with you. So then they devoted themselves to being taught God's word by the apostles and to sharing their lives with one another in love. They also committed to the breaking of bread, recalling all that Christ had done for them, and to praying together. Verse 43. There was a sense of awe among them because of the miracles and wonderful works that God performed through the apostles. Verse 44 to 45. All the believers lived as members of one body and shared whatever they had with one another. They sold possessions and gave to everyone who was in need. They continued to come together in the temple courts every day. They also met in one another's homes, sharing the Lord's Supper and eating their meals with glad and thankful hearts. They praised God and were shown favor by everyone, and every day the Lord added to their numbers those who were being saved. And I just felt in my spirit, I just want to mention something about this portion of scriptures. It's just a snapshot of the early church, and I know it's been preached in the past few weeks, and it's just a reminder for us of how the early church committed to the teachings of the apostles and to fellowship and breaking of bread and to prayer, worship, resulting in a community that was not only spiritually vibrant but also impactful where God had planted them. And I just want to talk about five important things that I felt the Lord was putting in my spirit that we need to unpack in the next few weeks. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 11b, the Bible asks, what kind of people ought we to be? And I feel that God is calling us to be an apostolic church, a prophetic church, and a shepherding church, as we have been told about the fivefold ministry. So this is what I feel we will be unpacking in the next few weeks and months and maybe years, what kind of people ought to be. So the first one is that God is calling us as a congregation, as Creary congregation. I know it's just a reminder that we are an apostolic church. You missed a good place to say amen. As a congregation, as a Creary congregation, we are submitted, number one, to the authority of God. And number two, we are submitted to the Kingdom Faith Apostolic Leadership, Vision, and Oversight under Pastor Clive and Jane and all the rest of the leadership team as they walk in obedience to God. 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and verse 40, the Bible says that let all things be done decently and in order. One of the main things about the apostolic anointing is that apostolic anointing brings direction, it brings order, it brings governance and leadership. And as a church, I believe as a congregation, God has given us a mandate, not only over the body of Christ, where we are in Crawley, but also in the UK and also in Europe and the rest of the world, for us to spearhead a movement of people who are grounded in sound doctrine and also people who are walking in the truth of who they are in Christ. I feel so strongly in that. And I believe as a church, as a congregation, we'll be moving on together in that apostolic order. Give me the next slide. The one, yeah, that, brilliant. So in a local context, as a Crawley church, we are believing God, or I'm praying and believing God, that we are going to be apostolic in nature, opening up ourselves to serve God in the community, home hubs, you know, in our offices, in our workplaces, in our schools and colleges where God has positioned us. And also not only that, but God is also going to raise from us people who are going to reach out the nations, to reach out the kingdoms of this world with the word of truth, and also to bring structure and leadership and governance. And it's my prayer that each and every gifting in this church will be provoked. It will be unleashed. It will be unpackaged. Every calling, as Pastor Clive has said, every here has a calling. Everyone here has a calling. Everyone here has a gift. And I pray that God is going to start unpackaging you and releasing you so that you can do the kingdom impact he wants us to do. I want to see more leaders being raised. Praise the Lord. We have full equipment. We want to see bassists here. We want to see pianists here. We want to see wonderful things happening. We want to see preachers, evangelists. And this is the apostolic council that apostolic mandate that I feel we need to release and unpackage people. Hallelujah. And then releasing you like Samson gathered the foxes and took them out and burnt the whole of the Philistines' wheat fields. I believe that God is going to do the same through us. Hallelujah. Number two, we are a prophetic church. And by prophetic church, I mean that we are prayerful and we are sensitive to God's spirit, just as the early church was. I'm not preaching, I'm just mentioning as I go along. So we are going to continue in prayer. We are going to continue in worship, Holy Communion, being led of the Holy Spirit. And doing so will create an atmosphere for miracles. The Bible has said that there was all because of the mighty works that God did amongst them. God has not run out of miracles. I am trusting God for a prophetic dimension being provoked in this church in the name of the Lord. That when you go back to your homes, when you go back to your workplaces, that gracing will be there, that you're just going to release the power of God. As we submit ourselves in prayer and in worship, then that a prophetic grace will be released. Praise the name of Jesus. I also pray that we are going to stay plugged and connected to God. The prophetic cannot flow if you don't have a direct connection to God. In the year 2018, I think it was June, the first Sunday of June, Pastor Colin Urquhart preached about being plugged. I don't know how many of you can remember that sermon. I think it was actually broadcasted where he came to church with an extension lead. And he kept telling us in the church that the plug and the extension cable hasn't got the power. It taps the power from the source and releases the power through appliances. I will never forget that sermon. And we are there to remain plugged. In fact, if you go to YouTube, just look for that sermon. I think it's plugged and switched on. We remain plugged and switched on so that we can be conduits of God's power and whatever God wants to do. Number three, we are a pastoral church, caring and fellowshipping with each other. There is a very strong pastoral gifting upon this church. It's a very strong pastoral community. And it's my desire that every member of the congregation will feel loved, will feel appreciated, will feel honored and respected, and will feel cared for. And we are there to harness that. We've got a good leadership team, some people who are actually doing a lot of pastoral work, not only professionally, but also as part of what God has called them to do. And also as a pastoral church, it's my prayer that we are going to work in unity of purpose. The Bible says that they were of one mind. Unity of purpose. Before Jesus went back to the Father, he said that this is how the world will know that you are mine, if you remain together. And I pray that God is going to bind us with cords of love. We're going to speak with the same voice. Sing from the same hymn sheet. Being in one accord. What in Greek we call homologio. Having that one accord. Unity of purpose. Because that is the only way we are going to conquer this city or this town. I don't think we are online. We know what is happening in Crawley. And there is a very strong spirit of Antichrist in Crawley. And I will not go into details. May the Lord give you discernment. And I think it's one of the few towns that I know that has about 4 or 5 mosques within a 1 or 2 mile radius in any town in the UK. I might be wrong, but it's the only town I know so far. I haven't been to many places, but I've been to quite a lot of places. Within a square mile radius, about 2 square miles or 1 square mile, we have 5 mosques. Now, how I interpret that to be, it is a strong Antichrist spirit. We're going to found ourselves in the Word of God a little bit to unpack that. So we do need to be of the same mind, of the same spirit, and be united together as a front. Praise the name of the Lord. We've got to pray together, we're going to cry together, laugh together, and just have a very strong united front against the enemy. And then after that is just the DNA of who Kingdom Faith is. Then from there, we are going to be disciples who make disciples. There is a saying I had a long time ago that each one brings one. Each one brings one. And it's not about filling the empty seats in church. It's about bringing people to Christ and then having them trained and shaped and then released to go and win others for Christ. The Bible says, compel them to come that my house may be full. So disciples making disciples. That is my desire. It's my prayer. That we are going to be a congregation with a passion for souls. For those who don't know, every Saturday we go out reaching out in the community. We're going to see how that is going to, how we can plug in into that. A congregation that reaches beyond the walls, actively engaging the world to share Christ's love and salvation. You don't have to be a full-time minister for you to do this. That place where God has plugged you in. As a receptionist, as an accountant, as a secretary, whatever you do, as a teacher, that is your mission field. And God would want to use you to make disciples from there. And also importantly is to teach people and grounding them in doctrine and instruction. The Bible says, if you remember the Great Commission, it says that go ye into the whole world and make disciples of all nations. The next part says, teaching them to obey the things that I have taught you. So I believe that we are going to continue together with the same spirit that flows in Kingdom Faith about training and equipping people, grounding them in the Word of God, consistently applying scriptures in our own lives that we may become empowered, that we may walk in revelation, we may walk in the light of the truth of who we are in Christ, and that we may also walk in faith. We are Kingdom Faith. Faith comes by hearing and hearing the Word of God. We're going to be a church, or we will continue being a church of prayer, a church of worship, a church of the Word, a church that is strong in discipleship, a church that evangelizes, and I believe that God is going to take us to a good place. I want to thank Pastor Rohan and Anna for the past few weeks, we've met frequently, and you've just, you know, opened your heart to me. And at some point, I was like, oh, why are you even doing this? But I want to thank you for what you've done. And I remember one time I was sharing with them, and I said, the shoes that are there are too large for me to fill. And I was told, no, 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 bring your own shoes. And all those who've gone before me in Kingdom Faith, and I pray that we shall continue in the same spirit. But before I put the microphone down, I have a request. I would like to request that the congregation leadership team, the CLT, Crowley CLT, just to come. That's Kathy, Isabel, and Elsie. I don't know where Isabel is. And I just want to request Pastor Clive and Jane just to pray for us afresh, for a fresh mandate, for a fresh anointing. Oh, sorry, I wasn't seeing you. I know we've got other leaders, we've met with other leaders, we've got people doing wonderful work, and if I start mentioning names, I might miss out on some names and be in trouble, but we love you and we appreciate you. Shaggers, you know, we love you. Steve, Shayla, Karen, Carol, we love all of you. But I want to just request our senior pastors to just pray for a fresh release of the anointing upon the leadership team.
Yeah. Great. Do you want to all stand here? Do you want to stand up, everybody, and then we can pray for them? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I thank you for these praying people, their love for you, and their love for the church. Father, I thank you in the same way as we've just prayed for Victor and Emma, for the grace for this new season. Father, I thank you for just fresh grace for these godly women that are carrying your heart and so much in the life of the congregation already. Father, I thank you for fresh grace and fresh anointing upon them. Father, I thank you that together they would have the mind of Christ as a leadership team. I thank you for the wisdom, discernment, and insight that they need together. I thank you for strategic thinking, understanding. You would show them things in the spirit. You'd show them each step that needs to be taken. Father, I thank you, you would enable them to see the giftings and graces in the whole body, how to raise up and release different people in different areas of ministry and leadership and disciple making, everything that's going to enable everything to move forward. Father, I thank you for fresh grace. Thank you for others that you want to raise up to become part of this leadership team as well. Father, I thank you for all that you are doing and all that you're going to do. We thank you, Father. We praise your name. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I thank you for just great relationships, friendships amongst them. You continue to strengthen those. We praise your name. We thank you, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you. Amen. 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 Bless you guys.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources from Kingdom Faith and our other audio and video podcasts, please visit www.kingdomfaith.com.